Proclamation number 4769 of 30th of October, 1949. Blessing of prayer. You all don't make use of the grace of prayer often enough. You all don't speak to me often enough. For every silent conversation with me is a prayer which earns you inconceivable blessings for your soul. As soon as you mentally establish the connection with me. Because every good thought attracts me. The supply of strength is also immediately possible, because I constantly emanate strength which permeates everything that opens itself to it. A connection with me must always have a good effect for you humans, and therefore you cannot put yourselves into a state of receiving strength often enough. Even though you feel little of it physically, the soul is nevertheless immensely strengthened in order to be able to continue striving upwards. Even the will to approach me, which is expressed in every thought turned towards me, has an extremely beneficial effect, because I seize this will immediately and this therefore means a plus for the soul. The will turned towards me will not rest until the connection with me has been established, until the human being quietly communes with me, until a prayer rises up to me which not only deals with earthly concerns but also appeals for grace and strength, for the soul's salvation. And I will always listen to my child because I want to make it happy spiritually and earthly. If you knew the blessing of a silent, humble prayer to me, you would make much more use of the blessings of prayer. You would often let me be present to you through heartfelt remembrance, for this is an elevation into spiritual spheres. This is a dwelling in the kingdom of light, which you don't feel physically, but one day you will become aware of when you have left the physical shell. Your soul is already there where it will one day dwell. It leaves the earth behind for the time of prayer. The soul reveals itself before me and lets me clothe it with a garment of light which, although it is extremely transparent, is nevertheless a cover for the soul which is beneficial to it. The soul reshapes itself, so to speak, and the more often this process takes place, the more radiant the cover of light becomes, the greater the desire for me. The soul no longer feels endlessly distant, it comes towards me in a familiar way, it wants to hear and feel me, it wants to receive light and strength. It now, earthly speaking, holds silent communion with me, it prays in spirit and in truth. And, spiritually speaking, is in spheres of light, close to me, only open to the emanation of myself. Heartfelt prayer must bring the soul to maturity, for a person who intimately turns to me also seeks to fulfill everything I ask of him. Therefore often detach yourselves from this earth, let your thoughts wander upwards, seek me in your thoughts, come to me trustingly and faithfully. Therefore, in prayer, quietly and devoutly listen to me, listen to what I say back to you, and soon you will also learn to understand me, you will hear my voice within you. You will then make use of the grace of prayer because you will directly connect with me and every connection with me will help you attain maturity of soul. Amen.